Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amram Ratzah Sheyichu, schus chayu chavit fege, Nesem Michal Yudis Basif, Sach Shach Alei Yisrael. And Lui Nishmas, Maris Esther, Basrib Shmuel, Yisil Tzishar, and Perak Aleph, Shim Tachlis, Bliya Sa'odam, Hayu Tzarech Oilam Hazeh, Lai Yitzarech, Mibnei Zer, Shinet Tupach, Boi Nishama, Kokach, Chashuva, Ve'el Yoyna, Shetiye, Gedoyle, Yosem, and Amalachim Atzmam. If the tachas of Briyas Adam is for this world, why do we need such an elevated, lofty soul, greater than the angels? Kol shekein she'ena motza shum nachat ruach b'chol inugei ze olam. Certainly doesn't find any pleasure in all of the delights of this world. So it must be that we're created for Olam Haba, and that's why we have this lofty nisham. The Rav writes, "Ein ayan pirei gimel od yud, hargashat oneg ha-simcha ba'asot tov v'nedivut, ba'asagat chokhma ba'tzedek l'mi shenhiget kochot nafsho l'zeh, hina amukot yoter b'hirgesh ha-nefesh me'hargashat ta'avat u'mishalei ha-lev b'tanugei ha-chushim, shekoach ha-guf u'mugdar u'mugbal." על כן אין ארוך כלל אפילו לחיי העובר לעניין כוח החיים וחוזקם בפנימיות הרגשת הנפש בין הצדיקים לרשעים שרגשותיהם הם הרגשות קהות ודלות מתעוררות רק לפי מזג הגוף שאם כל חוזקו חלש ורפה נגד עוז הנפש חיה קיימת לד ומתגברת באורך באורה אור אלוקים חיים. The Rav says that the pleasure that one gets when one does good is much greater than the hergesh of taivus, because the koyach of the guf is mukbal, the koyach of the neshama is not limited, unlike the body. And the mele tzaddikim just have a lot more fun than rishayim. They have a lot more pleasure than rishayim. I don't want to say the word fun, but pleasure. There's no word in lashon hakodesh for fun. Fun in modern Hebrew, they say kif. Everybody knows. You go up to any Israeli kid, say ah kif. So that's an Arab word. It comes from an Arab word. It's no word in Lashon HaKodesh for fun. Kopanim, the pleasure that one gets from the from mitzvahs, from Torah, Ma'aseh, and Tovim is greater because it comes from the soul. The Rav writes in Ein Ayan, Perek Beis, Oslam Edvav, in Brachas, Perek Tes, Oskuf Yud Ches, V'fi Anera Pashut, Hine Aguf, Hu Masach, Moneat, Or Elokim, Milachul, Al Nefesh HaChachamah. אם כן ראוי לכל חכם לב שירצה בחילוץ מסגרות הגוף מנפשו. אבל דבר זה אי אפשר, תשוקה כללית, שהיא מקיימת יסוד העולם. ודאי בנויה היא על עומק הצדק והמוסר. הוא לפי פשוט, that the body is a obstruction that prevents the godly light from taking effect on the wise soul. And therefore it's fitting, apparently, for every person of a wise heart that he should desire to be released from the framework of the body. Aval daval ze yifshah. But this is impossible. We have a desire to live. And that's what gives the world its foundation of its existence. And that is definitely predicated on the depths of justice and ethics. It's a good thing that we want to remain alive. Al kein af shehod ma'amad ha-nefesh b'matzav naki min ha-chomer banui al pi ha-havaya b'matzav nechbad aval ha-hishtalmut v'ha-hit'alut hi afsharit al yedei kochot chomriim shepoalim al ha-nefesh ha-ruchanit. And therefore, even though the splendor of the soul in a situation where it's free from physicality is built on existence in a dignified situation. But, so, that's the maimed of the soul. If it's free from chomer, it's gevaldik, it's nichbad meod. Aval ha-hishtalmut, but perfection, ve'atalut and elevation, is only possible through the physical, that are poel on the spiritual. In other words, they have to work together. You want to become great, you want to enjoy yourself, you want to just get pure pleasure, bevakasha. That's the next world. That's when there's no chomer. But you want to enjoy You want to enjoy, you want to be elevated. You want to be spiritually elevated. You want to grow. The only place for that, the only time for that, is when the body is connected to the soul. That's the time for the hit'alut. When there's a chibor between the neshama and the guf, the chomer and the ruach. Hishtalmut ve'hit'alut hi afsharit a'idei kochot chomriyim shepoalim al ha'nefesh ha'ruchanit. Hara chadasha, havraka chadasha, hosafat shlemut chadasha, zeo ha'hilul l'shem Hashem. Hilul ze mekomo b'chaim, ששם הוא מקום ההתעלות והוספת השלמות. A new light, a new shine, an additional of new shlemus. That is the praising in the name of Hashem. Praising to the name of Hashem. And this is in life, which is where we are elevated and we add shlemus. Adam nutzar b'ti'uda שיוכל להיות חי לעולם בגוף ונשמה. Man was created with a purpose that he should live forever with the body and with the soul. זאת אומרת, that according to the Ramchal, the bria of a person is for his massive and olam haba. The neshama doesn't like this world. He אינה מוצא שום נחת רוח בכל עינוגי זה העולם. The neshama doesn't like this world and has no nachas ruach from this world. The Rav Zatzal argues, and he holds that no, the Hilul Hashem, the true praise to God, is dafka in this world, which is created in such a way that the soul and the body are connected. Agufaniyut v'aruchaniyot, avuruchaniyot tzichem liot mochazkim ze et ze. Physicality and spirituality have to be strengthening each other. אמנם חטא והשחית דרכו, על כן לא יוכל להיות עוד בא לידי השלמת תיקונו, כל זמן שיעמוד הגוף בצביונו. The man sinned, corrupted his way, and therefore he cannot come to shlemus and tikkun when the goof is in its present situation. על כן רק על ידי התמותה, only through death, ההרכבה, rotting, הפיזור והניפוץ, being scattered around. רק אחר כך יתרומם, only afterwards he can be elevated, לבנות הגבייה והנשמה, יחד להשוות את הכוחות הגופניים היותר איתנים וכוחות הנפשיים היותר אבנים, ונעלים משקל אחד למטרה אחת. In other words, ideally, it should already happen in this world, because that's the only time to grow, is when one has a body together with a soul. But it's not happening. Why? Because man sinned. Therefore, man has to die. There has to be a decomposition of the body, and only then the man will relive again, and the body and the soul will come together, they'll be tetzah mason, and then he'll come to his true shleimus. But you see from here, the Rav is holding that in theory, this soul does get pleasure here, because the soul is growing. So it could be, there's really no machlokas. Ramchal says there's no pleasure for the soul in this world. He's talking about the physicality of this world. And the Rav is talking about the pleasure of the soul. There's true Hilul Hashem, so I'm in the ruchnius of this world. But akopanim, you should just know that the soul is not interested l'kulei alma in ice cream. Rumashim do and everything in that category. And that's what the rabbis tell us. This is the Ramchal talking. Gama nefesh lo timalei, according to Medrash. Mashal ma davar dome li ironi, shenasa bat melachim. Miavila kol ma sheba'olam inam chashuvim la klum, shehi bat melech. Tacha nefesh, ilo heveta la kol ma adanei olam, inam klum la. Lama? שהיא מן העליונים. וכן אמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה, על כורכך אתה נוצר ועל כורכך אתה נולד, כי אין הנשמה אוהבת העולם הזה כלל, אלא אדרבה מואסת בו. So that's what the rabbis tell us. Gam ha-nefesh lo yisamale. The soul will never be fulfilled. It's a mashal to a very simple man who marries a princess. He gives her everything in the world. This is garnish for her. She's a princess. What can he give her? So to the soul, you give it all the pleasures of this world. It's not interested. Why? Because the soul comes from the Elyonim, from the above worlds. And we're created whether we like it or not. No one asks us if we want to be here or not. We're created against our will. Because the soul, as in the famous song of Mordechai ben David, come with me, little neshama, the neshama doesn't want to come. Ki ein ha-neshama ohevet ha-olam ha-zekol. The neshama doesn't love this world. The neshama wants to stay next to the kisei ha-kavod. Adrabah mo'eset bo. It despises this world. אם כן ודאי לא היה בורא יתברך בריאה לתכלית שנגד חוקה ונמאס ממנו. Why would God create something against its purpose? אלא בריאתו של האדם למצבו בעולם הבא. But the bria of man rather is for his matzav in the next world. ועל כן ניתנה בו נשמה זאת. And therefore this soul was given to him. כי לא ראוי לעבוד. Because with it you can serve. And that's how you're going to get your schar. שלא יהיה דבר נמאס על נשמתו כעולם הזה, אלא אדרבה נאהב נחמד ממנה, וזה פשוט. So in the end, man doesn't despise this world. The soul loves this world. אלא אדרבה נאהב נחמד ממנה. Why? Because this is where one can do mitzvahs for his matzav and olam haba. והנה אחר שידענו זה נבין מיד חומר המצוות אשר עלינו ועיקר עבודה אשר בידינו כי הנה אלה הם המצאים המביאים אותנו על השלמות האמיתי אשר באדם לא יישא כלל. After knowing all this, we would immediately realize the grave obligation of the mitzvahs upon us and the preciousness of serving Hashem, which lies in our hands. For these are the means which lead us to true perfection. Without them, this state would not be attained at all. Omer Rav Be'enaya Shabbat Perak Aleph Otayin Gimel Ubishmonek Vatsim Kovetz Vav עוד קוף מם דלת. מצוות התורה כולן הן עצות עליונות. The mitzvahs of the Torah are divine counsel. להחריט על ידם עמוק עמוק בנפש האדם כל דבר אמת וכל מידה קדושה וחשובה. רק אז יזכה לשלמות הרוחנית. רמח"ל says that mitzvahs bring us to Shleimus. That's why we have these mitzvahs. Because mitzvahs bring us to Shleimus. Without them, we're not going to get Shleimus. The Rav clarifies that the Shleimus is Ha'amakah V'hitbasisut, the deepening and the establishment of proper midos in the soul. Without mitzvahs, midas tovus would not be internalized. Kol dvar emet v'kol mida kedoshah v'chashuvah rak az yizkeh l'shlemut haruchanit u'kenim nisgavim. Only after doing the mitzvahs you get the shlemus. V'im nachpotz la'anot et atzmeinu, lomar shenizkeh l'kenyanei adiyot amidiyot v'amidot hateorot mitzad atzman, mitzad ha'yosher v'ama'or sheyesh b'am atzman, lo tale zot b'yadeinu. And if you think that you can get good midas and good days without mitzvahs, you're making a mistake. Ha-mitzvot yifatchu et ha-teva enoshi ad she'asuin ba'atzman teva kavua le'adam. Mitzvahs develop a person's nature. Mitzvahs elevate our nature. Mitzvahs perfect our nature. Chidush ha-teva enoshi le'midel l'kit al-yona schal mitzvah. Mitzvah sur mitzchar mitzvah mitzvah. The schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah, that now your soul has become purified. ואולם ידוע כי אין התכלית מגיע אלא מכוח קיבוץ כל האמצעים אשר נמצאו ואשר שימשו להגיע, וכפי כוח האמצעים ושימושם, כן היא התכלית הנולד מהם. כל הפרש קטן שימצא באמצעים תבחן תולדתו בבירור ודאי בהגיע זמן התכלית הנולד מקיבוץ כולם, כמו שכתבתי וזה ברור. It is known that a purpose is not attained without the combined contribution of all the means found and employed to achieve it according to the capacity of the means, and their use will be the resulting achievement of purpose, and any slight deviation found in the employed means will be very noticeable in the end result derived from their combined contributions. This is self-evident. So you need to use all the means to get to the end. מעתה ודאי שהדקדוק שידקדק על עניינה מצוות ועבודה מוכרח שיהיה בתכלית הדקדוק כאשר ידקדקו שוקלי הזהב הפנימים לרוב יוקרם. כי תולדתם נולדת בשלמות האמיתי והיקר הנצחי שאין יקר למעלה ממנו, and therefore, you have to be very meticulous in the manner of observance of mitzvahs in the service of Hashem, just as the merchants of gold and precious gems are meticulous to the utmost precision in weighing them, due to their precious value, for the fruits of the commandments are the true perfection and the eternal preciousness, of which there is nothing more precious. The Rav writes in Olat Riya Kuf Lamed He, HaTachlit HaMaasit Ba Dafka. So here the Maharal tells us that you have to make sure to be very, very precise in your Kiyom HaMitzvahs. Omer Rav, Mafir Rav, תכלית המעשית בא דווקא בהשלמת כל התנאים, שהם הם הם גורמי החיים ורוחו מילוי פעולותם על ההוויה, כרחותיה של תורה, המקבילות להליכות עולם, כהקבלתם של החוקים בכלל, חוקים שחקקתי בהם שמיים בארץ, שהם צריכים לגילוי פעולתם במציאות, שמירה פרטית לכל התנאים הדרושים, כדי להוציא לפועל את ברכת היצירה. In other words, the Ramchal says that any little divergence from Diktuk HaMitzvahs, from the means, lessens, diminishes the shlemus of a person, the outcome. The Rav clarifies that the laws of the Torah and the laws of Mitzius, of nature, that were both founded from Hashem, of course, are similar. So you have to keep the rules. For example, there's a rule of the human body that if you don't give it the right food, it's not going to be so healthy. If you don't exercise, it's not going to be healthy. These are rules of nature. You don't follow them, so pay a price. Recently, I went a day where I didn't give my body the sleep it needed. And 2 days later, I crashed. Boom! How was it the whole day? I was just, you know, schlepping myself around. Davening, it was a Sunday, davening, sleeping, 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 davening, finally sleeping. And that was it. My body was telling me, you don't take care of me, I'm going to make sure you take care of me. That's fine. That's the law of nature. And it's the same thing in Torah. You keep the rules, and you get the result. You don't, then one is just shooting oneself in the foot if one doesn't. To summarize what we've learned, the primary purpose of man's existence in this world is to fulfill the mitzvahs, serve Hashem, and stand up to trials. So people often quote the Ramchal, the purpose of life is pleasure. Very nice, but get to the end of the parak. Here the Ramchal says that the purpose of life is mitzvahs. Right? Because we have to get the mitzvahs out of there to bring us to the pleasure. But the mitzius of a person in this world is to be Mekayim mitzvahs. Pleasure is for the next world. Yeah, Hashem has that in mind for us. But our mitzvahs, our focus in this world is not on seeking pleasure. Our mitzvahs in this world is mitzvahs and to be oved as Hashem and to stand up to tests. V'hanois ha'olam ein roi shiyu loy ela la'ezer l'siyo b'lvad l'shiyo lo nachasurach v'yishuv das v'man yuchal lifnois libo al avoida azaysa mutel self. The pleasure of this world should only be used for aiding and assisting him, that he will have tranquility and peace of mind in order to free his heart for this service incumbent upon him. Omer Rav Be'enaya B'Perek Zayin Otvav Hevdel Yadua Yimtza B'Hashkafa Musarit על כלל חיי העונג והגופני, בין דעות גדולים החכמים, ואף ששורש הדבר אינו במעשה כי אם ביון והשקפה, מכל מקום לא ימלט, שלא יבוא גם כן חילוק פעולה מעשית מזה. So there's a different השקפה when it comes to pleasure. And it might only be a מחלוקת עיונית, an academic, a shkafic argument. However, we cannot escape the fact that there's also going to be a practical difference. והוא, אם יש ליתן ערך להנאות החיים מצד עצמם, should we give value to the pleasures of life, to eating, to drinking, וכדומה, inherently, חוץ ממה שמובילות על תכלית יותר נשגבה ממה שהם עצמם נערכות או שהנאה לעצמה אין לה כל ערך. Besides, in other words, we're going to give them inherent value, besides that they bring us to a much higher tachlis. Or maybe no. Maybe hanoah has no value. And all hanoah is here for is to bring us to the tachlis. But the hanoahs themselves have no value. Or the other side is, no, hanoahs have value in addition to the value that they bring us to the higher tachlis. אולי ראו לחשוב אותה למסע לתוך בעל נפש משכלת, ומובן שהנוטים על הפרישות משקיפים על החיים והנאות הגופניות בתור הכשר והנאה הכנה. אמנם רבי אבאו חשב שעונג החיים בדרך השווה בעיצה ובחוכמה הוא דבר טוב ונכון גם כן מצד עצמו, לקבל חסד השם בטובו, בכל דרכי הטוב שמיטיב לבריאותיו. What is the Rav referring to? So the Gemara in Brachas and the Rav tells us that Rav Zeira got sick and Rabbi Avoh came to visit him, and Rabbi Avoh was makabel on himself that if Rav Zeira gets better, he's going to make a Yom Tov for the Chachamim. And Taku Rav Zeira got better, and Rabbi Avoh made a suda for all the Chachamim. And when they came to be Poreis, when they came to Kad HaMotzi and eat, Rabbi Avoh said to Rav Zeira, you be the one who's Baitseya, you break the bread. Rav Zeira said, well, you don't hold Rabbi Yechanan holds HaBotseya Balabais Baitseya. That the Balabais is the one who does it. So Rabbi Avoh was Baitseya. When they came to bench, so Rabbi Avoh said to Reb Zeira, you make the bracha for us. And Reb Zeira said back, well, you don't hold of Reb Huna, that the Baitseya is Mevarech. So you should be making the bracha. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Avoh held, like Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rashbi, who held that Balabais Baitseya Boirech Mevarech, that the Balabais is the one who breaks bread, and the Boirech is the one who makes the, says Berech HaSamazah. Balabais Baitseya, in order that he should be Baitseya Vayim Yafeh. Vayarech Mevarech, Kadesh Yavarech, as Balabais. And the Orech makes the Brach in order to bless the Balabais. So here the Rav writes, Im Shaderech HaSiguf HaNetiyah Me'enot HaOlam HaZeh BeNetiyah L'Shem Shemayim L'Katzeh HaChon BeYoter Eina Derech Kvushah L'Rabim. Even though being misagif yourself, afflicting yourself from the pleasures of this world is not for the masses, but there are some people who are in that Madrega. על כן רב זרי לעצמו התנגד כשהוא לעצמו למטרת סעודה זו, שבא לעקור שלא יעלה עלי ואיש זה הדרך שברר לעצמו כלל. הוא אמר צביר ליד עדיין הדבר אפשר להיות מועיל גם נחוץ ליחידים, כי דרכי הדרכות המוסריות רחבות ושנות, ואיך נפשות אדם ותכונותיהם. So Rabbi Zeira wasn't into the Seuda. Who itnaged for the purpose of this Seuda? Al keni ki lo chafatz l'itnaged b'gilui im b'nei ha-musar v'akavod gam sh'al kol panim natan tzedek l'Rabbi Avoh b'chlal ha-mecha'a שאין זו דרך שברים יוכלו ללכת בה, אבל הראות שגם הוא חוזר בו, ושהדרך ראויה שתיעקר מכללות ערכי עבודת השם שלא תמצא במציאות, זאת לא חפץ. על כן השמיט עצמו מקחת חלק רשום בסעודה הזאת, לבצע או לברך. So his דרך, רבי זרז דרך, was more of the סיגוף דרך. That's what the Rav writes in the previous shtickle. Midato shel Rabbi Zeira hayta anava betachlita. Al ken achzik atzmo kilu hu rachok mishlamut haruya b'avodat Hashem midot teorot. So therefore he was a man of anava, and therefore he held himself to be far from shlemus, and avodas Hashem and midas tahiris. And therefore we see in the Gemara in Perek HaPoelim that he was misagif himself, And that's the mashal, the remez, charech saki. What does the Gemara say? Gemara says, im mitbach katina charech saki, which means that the he was short and his legs had been burned. The Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us that when Reb Zera went there to Israel from Bavel, he fasted 100 fasts. So you see, Reb Zera was a misagif, so he would forget his Babylonian learning. And then he fasted an additional 100 fasts so that Reb Elazar ben Reb Shimon wouldn't die in his lifetime, because then the burden of communal matters, ki echad lo nitshardei, he would have been tarred in the burden of Mila de Venofle and Mila de Tzibura, so that the matters of the Tzibur wouldn't have fallen on him. And Reb Zera fasted an additional 100 fasts, the fire of Gehenna shouldn't affect him. Every 30 days he would examine himself to ascertain if he remained on an exalted level. He would climb into he would ignite an oven, climb in, sit inside, and the fire wouldn't affect him. One day, Chachamim gave him an ayin hara, they were envious, and his legs became singed in the fire. And from then on, they referred to him as the short one with singed legs. So that's what the Lashon here in the Gemara is. Katina Charech Saki, the short one, singed legs. He had since right name Zera. Zera was short, small. So he had these singed legs. So he was a misagif. He was a person who afflicted himself. The body is like the leg for the soul. Right? The person's misagif himself, then his soul is going to not have anything to stand on. Right? The legs are like the body to the soul, because the body gives the soul something to stand on. So if a person's misagif his body, then the soul is not going to have so much to stand on. And that's why they called him, he has singed legs. You don't have anything, because your soul doesn't have anything to stand on, because you tortured yourself. So therefore, he was supposed to go back from this way of afflicting himself, of asceticism, and not be marbe b'taniyos. Vashir yisod bar shlo zakhan nafsho beinav zakhan nafsho beinav b'mi tarata hanaval ken kol katin. Since he didn't feel like he was good enough, he called him small, like yaktan, he would be maktin. Midas hanava. But they felt that he was a little bit too much afflicting himself. And therefore they added in Charech Saki, that it was burned. In other words, you don't hold of yourself, you're an anav, but you're too much of an anav. And therefore you fast, you afflict yourself, and your body doesn't have what to stand on. So maybe Rabbi Abo felt that he wants to show the Chumash is not the right way. And Mamela, what's he going to do? He's going to make a yomtiv. He's going to make a su'uda to show that the way of Torah, the way of Avodas Hashem, is what way? Is eating and drinking. In other words, we have a misage for Litva. We'll call the Rabbi Zera Litvak. He was mamish torturing himself. He was in shteimen. He barely didn't eat, didn't drink, didn't sleep. And then you had Rabbi Abo, it goes more of a chassidus yid. You have to have a malava malka, you have to have a su'uda, You have to have simcha. You have to eat. You have to drink. You have to enjoy. And that's what he wanted. That's the machlokes here. So Reb Zera didn't. He's not going to openly argue with Rabbi Abo. It's not polite. But he didn't want to take part in the suuda. So he just kept being doichem. He said, "Will you be boitseya?" "No, no, balabai is boitseya." "Will you be mevarich?" "No, no, 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 balabai is mevarich." The boitseya also has to be mevarich. So Rabbi Abo didn't want to take part in the suuda because he was holding by the sigufim, by the asceticism. That's what Rabbi Azera wanted, and Rabbi Abo didn't agree. And Rabbi Abo wanted Rabbi Zera to do tshuva and enjoy life more. He held it wasn't the right way. And that's what we read before, that there are two hashkafas in this world. There's a hashkafa that there's no value and pleasure at all, just that it leads you to the higher purpose. And then there's another derech that there's something to enjoying. Oshan ala tzmayin la kol no, there's here's his esek, I have erech. So that you should give value, importance to the hanos of this world. That's where Rabbi Abo felt. Rabbi Zera said, no, no, no. Try to avoid it as much as possible. All in any hana of this world just has to be purely to help you reach your shleimus. Otherwise, valueless. And that's why he said that the boitseya has to be mevarech. That's what Rabbi Zera said, that the boitseya has to be mevarech. What is he saying? He's saying that the one who cuts the bread, in other words, the hana, he's the one who has to make the bracha, which is the tachlis. They have to go together. If it doesn't bring to the tachlis, it's worthless. And that's how the prushim look at this world. He held that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us pleasure in this world, and you can enjoy the pleasure. L'taneg al Hashem. Not only if it leads you to the ultimate tachlis of Shlemus in Olam Haba, but L'taneg al Hashem v'al tuvo, in the right way. God gave you this world. Enjoy it. Like the Yerushalmi says, you have to give din b'chesed, and all that knows you didn't get in this world. So this is mamisha. Ideological dispute between two great Amorai. What's our relationship towards pleasure in this world? And therefore Rabbi Abo held, Baal HaBayis Boitzeya V'Oireach Mevarech. What's the pshat? The Baal HaBayis is Boitzeya. And like the Gemara says, he'll give Bayin Yafe. And the Reich is Mevarech. They don't have to go together. Meaning the one who breaks the bread doesn't have to be the one making the bracha, because there's a value just to breaking the bread, even without the bracha. It's a value to the pleasure of this world, and even if it's not so, it's not going to lead you to your ultimate tachlis necessarily in a direct way. But Hashem wants us to enjoy His world. I don't think we're saying here that you should forget about Hashem when you're eating. But the question is, are you eating? I just need enough koach to get by. That's why I'm eating, so I could do mitzvahs. Or no, I'm going to enjoy this meal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this meal. I'm going to enjoy the meal HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. Now that's the machlekes. So, Maram Chalia says, Vanel Sa'ilam en Rosh Yolel Ezra Siwa Bilvad. So, the Chora, that's the Taka Gufa the Machlekes between Rabbi Abo and Rabbi Zera. Are the Hanos of this world only Ezra L'Siwa, or do they have an independent value? Fascinating. This world shall only be used for aiding and assisting him, so that he will have tranquility and peace of mind in order to free his heart for the service incumbent upon him. So it's proper that all of man's inclinations should be solely to the blessed Creator and that all of his actions, great or small, have no other purpose than to draw closer to Hashem, blessed be, and to break down all the barriers separating him from his master, which are all the matters of physicality and things dependent on them, until he is drawn towards the blessed Hashem like iron is drawn to a magnet. So try to do whatever you can, says the Ramchal, to remove anything, any machitza that's mafsik between you and Hashem. And what is that chamrius? In other words, according to what the Ramchal is holding, gashmius separates you from Hashem. And according to the way the Rav understands the machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Rav Zera, no, gashmius can bring you closer to Hashem, even if it's not used as a means towards learning more Torah or doing mitzvahs. Just the very enjoyment of the gashmius. Continues the Ramchal, b'chol mas yuchal lachshav shu emtzai l'kor v'azil siyodaf achor v'yachaz b'adar, anything that's going to help you get close to Hashem, run after it and don't let go. B'chol mas yuchal lachshav shu emtzai, anything that's going to prevent you, yivrach ha-menek v'vrach ha-menech, run away from it like running away from fire. K'mishinem r'daf k'naf shi'acharecha b'itam chayi minecha. Like the Pasuk says, my soul clings after you, your right hand upholds me. K'em sh'asim olam v'tachas azed, ha-hainu l'hasik ez hakir v'azil s'malta nafshi m'kol m'nea v'apsideh. For he's come to this world only for this purpose, namely to attain this closeness by rescuing his soul from whatever hindrance and detriment to it. And the Ramchal concludes that after we've known this general principle and clarified its veracity, we have to investigate its details. And how do we do that? With stages, Pinchas ben Yoyer. And these stages are, as the hero's reasons, Nikias, Precious, Tarek, Chassidus, and Abiyar, Chayt, Fikidusha. And now we're going to explain them one by one. Atan Avari Mechad Echad Siyata Dishmaya. Siyata Dishmaya. So that's the end of the first parak. Just adding on one shtickel from the Rav in the Shmonik Vatzim and Kovetz Aleph, Ois Tzadi Gimel. אין אפשרות להיות נשמר מתשטוש הצורה הרוחנית של האדם ושל האומה על ידי ובגלל הכובד שבחיים המעשיים, החומרים של צורכי החומר, ואין במעשיים הרוחניים של חובת התורה והמצווה עם כל דקדוקיהם, בשמירתם וידיעתם, המייגים מאוד את הנפש המשכלת, השואפת לאור שאינו מוגבל בזוהרו, כי אם על ידי הסתגלות להם בצורה סידורית כזו, שלחו להחשיך את האור האצלי של החיים הרוחניים. זאת אומרת, Ramchal says that we have to be Mekai Mitzvahs, we have to serve Hashem, we have to be Oymed Bin Yisayon like we saw before. And the Rav adds that the Avodah has to be B'Sidur Hagun, it has to be in the proper order. כי מעדי הסתגלות ממצוא הסירות כביש לא יכול להחשיך את אור הצלי של החיים הרוחניים. ההסתגלות לכם במעשים החומרים מוכחת להיות הידי השקפה טובה בזריזות הגונה, ביסוד תיקון פרנסה בכבוד ובהתר, וטיפול הגון בשמירת בריאת הגוף והרוח. In other words, you have to make sure it's done within reason. You have to have a parnasa. Sometimes, some circles, people say, oh, no parnasa. You just learn, and everything's going to be taken care of. So it doesn't always work out that way. Chazal tells us to have a parnasa. And the Rav here is echoing that. You have to have a parnasa. It has to be b'kavod, and it has to be b'heter. And you also have to take care of your body. And you have to exercise, and you have to eat well, and you have to sleep well. So don't just do mitzvahs, and negate the needs of life. Of the physical life. והסתגלות הלכים המעשים הרוחנים מוכחת להיות הידי התרגלות של שינוי בהלכות פסוקות, עם רעור של השקפה ביסודיהם וטעמיהם, בלי להסתבך יותר מדי בהוויות ופלפולים. ועוד חמוש בידיעה ברורה שאז יסור עוד בבול הדעת והפחדה. מהווה מורך לב וצבו מורך שמחליף לשכה עם נשמה ולקבר באורך. האלוקי. And you have to also learn הלכות פסוקות. And also to know their yesodos and the reasons for these halachas without getting too confused by pilpulim. But to have clarity in what you know. And then you won't have bilbul hadas and afchada. Then you won't be afraid, because this fear brings to a weak heart, a soft heart, a sad spirit, and that weakens the life of the soul. So the point is that yes, our job in this world, like the Ramchal says, is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Amid B'Nisayon, however, one has to remember not to negate the needs of this world in having a parnasa, in taking care of one's body, and otherwise one's shmiras hamitzvos is not going to be done in a healthy way. It's going to darken the divine, the light of atzilus, of a person's spiritual life. That we don't want. Therefore, you have to just be a normal person. Be a regular person who takes care of his physical needs, obviously knowing that what the ultimate goal of life is. But Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this body, he wants us to take care of it. Very, very important kli. And again, according to the Ramchal, we just have the pleasures to help us reach our ultimate good. So Ezer Siyo to help us to our goal, and that we should have Nachas Ruach V'Yishuv Adas in order that we should be able to serve. And according to the Rav, there's even value in the pleasures of this world. And Rabbi Abo held, "Be mekabel l'chesed of Hashem. Hashem loves us. Hashem wants us to enjoy ourselves." But that doesn't mean that one is detached from Hashem when he's enjoying himself. Even then, he's thinking about Hashem and what chesed Hashem did for him in giving him this pleasure. So we still obviously have a ton more to say about Perek Aleph. I hope we get to it. And then Mirz Hashem, we'd also like to advance and get to Perek Beis and continue further. We really have so many amazing things to talk about. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. It was amazing. Shalom, shalom.